You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Monday, April 4th, 2022. Monkey wrench. Energy transition slams into energy reality slams into war in Europe. Published by Rusty Brazil. The battle lines were drawn. The drive toward decarbonization was rushing headlong into the reality of energy markets. Things were going to get messy, but at least it was becoming more evident how the energy transition would impact key market developments, from the chaos in European natural gas, to producer capital restraint in the oil patch, to the rising impact of renewable fuels and, of course, the escalating roadblocks to pipeline construction. Then, a monkey wrench was thrown into the works. The world was confronted with the madness of war in Europe, with all sorts of consequences for energy markets, sanctions, boycotts, cutbacks, strategic releases, price spikes, and here in the US, what looks to be a softening of the Biden administration's view against hydrocarbons, at least natural gas and LNG. So now the markets for crude oil, natural gas, and NGLs aren't only inextricably tied to renewables, decarbonization, and sustainability, they must navigate the transition turmoil under the cloud of wartime disruptions. It's simply impossible to understand energy market behavior without having a solid grasp of how these factors are linked together. That is what School of Energy Spring 2022 is all about. In today's RBN blog, a blatant advertorial, we'll highlight how our upcoming conference integrates existing, war-impacted market dynamics with prospects for the energy transition. Before we get into the topics at hand, a brief word about School of Energy Spring 2022. This is our 16th school and the first to be held in person since 2019. It is coming up May 17th to 18th at the Houstonian Hotel in Houston. We've reorganized the curriculum after assessing the most important developments that energy markets must deal with in the real world of today. That means a context that incorporates a lower carbon future that is bringing radical changes in how energy commodities are produced, transported, and used, while at the same time dealing with a brutal war in Europe and what some have called a new world order in energy markets. As always, we'll start with the basics of what makes energy markets tick, work through hands-on models of energy fundamentals, and review RBN's forecasts for what lies ahead. Then we'll get into what we believe are the most important hydrocarbon-related issues in the energy transition. These include carbon dioxide, or CO2, sequestration, hydrogen, and renewable fuels. There will be time for networking and discussion throughout. For more about School of Energy Spring 2022 and the themes we'll be covering, click on School of Energy under the Events tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. It seems eons ago that we first announced School of Energy Spring 2022, way back in early February, see Sledgehammer. European natural gas prices had been crazy high for 6 months and U.S. gas was at multi-year highs, but crude oil was still below $90 per barrel and markets seemed reasonably predictable despite growing supply and demand imbalances. Then Russia's horrific invasion of Ukraine changed everything, with energy markets smack dab in the middle of the impacts and responses to the war. Figure 1 in today's blog on the website shows the impact of the war on U.S. crude markets. The left graph shows the front-month price for WTI crude at Cushing and Monday's forward curve for same. From December to Invasion Day, February 24th, WTI moves steadily higher, pushed upward by tightening supply-demand fundamentals and increasing worries about Ukraine. The upward trend was remarkably consistent. But after the invasion, all hell broke loose in crude markets, with WTI spiking to $123.70 per barrel on March 9 and again to $114.93 per barrel on March 23. WTI closed Monday at $103.28 per barrel, just below the pre-invasion trend line trajectory. Makes you wonder if prices might not be at this level today even if there had been no full-scale invasion. As for the WTI forward curve, it is still in deep backwardation, though not nearly as steep as it was a month ago. Nevertheless, the curve is telling us that triple-digit prices are not expected to be around into the summer and beyond. How that plays out will depend a lot on what happens in Ukraine. The right graph in Figure 1 shows U.S. crude oil production since January 2020, which helps frame the question of what's happened with production volumes since prices really started to ramp up in December of last year. The answer, not much. U.S. crude production stood at 11.2 million barrels per day a year ago, 11.6 million barrels per day in December, and averaged 11.6 million barrels per day during March, with only a slight uptick to 11.7 million barrels per day in last week's EIA statistics. In our series called I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, we did a deep dive into the reasons why production has been stuck in neutral, including the Biden administration's mixed messages to producers, the scarcity of completion crews, frac sand and steel, and worries that a decision to increase production would be viewed poorly by investors and ultimately hurt producers' bottom lines. Then there is the elephant in the room, the influence of ESG-minded institutional investors, pension funds, mutual funds, university endowments, etc., that either want out of the space altogether or for E&Ps to become greener and to minimize growth in hydrocarbon production, maintain capital discipline, generate free cash flow, and return money to shareholders. And most recently, we have President Biden's promise to send more LNG to Europe to offset declines in Russian natural gas, along with moves intended to bring down the price of motor gasoline at the pump, including the largest ever release of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the threat of financial penalties on drillers that don't use their federal permits to start drilling soon, and Oval Office tweets like this one: oil and gas companies shouldn't pad their profits at the expense of hardworking Americans. At RBN, we do our best to stay away from politics, but when politics has a direct impact on what is happening day-to-day in energy markets, we can't avoid the topic. Government policy and market signals make a difference to the outlook for supply, demand and, of course, prices. The bottom line is that the looming energy transition has been a major contributor to a slowdown in U.S. crude oil production growth at a given price level. But now that slowdown has become front and center in the political fallout from the Russia-Ukraine war, and the ramifications of that conflict have thrown a monkey wrench into energy markets, pushing the possibilities so far into uncharted territory that almost anything could happen. The old oil patch adage that high prices are the cure for high prices seems to have been repealed. What will all this mean for market price differentials, infrastructure development opportunities and exports of crude oil, LNG and NGLs? We'll explore these issues and many more at School of Energy Spring 2022. U.S. crude oil is only one example of a myriad of topics that we will explore at School of Energy, which will also delve into natural gas/LNG, NGLs, CO2 sequestration, hydrogen and renewable fuels. We'll address what happens when the sledgehammer of the energy transition slams into traditional energy reality, and how the war in Europe could impact both the trajectory and timing of that transition. And of course, we'll explore how the energy industry can move toward decarbonization while at the same time making sure markets have enough hydrocarbon-based energy to survive the transition. If you are not familiar with RBN School of Energy, the conference is structured more like a classroom experience, where we work through current developments in some aspect of the market and then examine those developments using Excel models that grapple with a wide range of issues, including production economics, production forecasting, frac and crack spreads, gas processing economics, ethane rejection, and all sorts of similar topics. These models are similar to what we've used in past schools, except that they have all been updated. Likewise, the course content follows the same themes we write about each day in our blogs, namely, that the markets for crude oil, natural gas, NGLs and renewables are tied together in ways that are shifting dramatically. And, with our focus on the effects of energy transition efforts, we'll spend plenty of time talking about the challenges and opportunities that arise as a result. School of Energy is designed to integrate your knowledge of these market factors with hands-on, practical instruction and training. We'll have the whole RBN crew at this year's School of Energy, with 14 instructors taking part in the coursework. Our faculty includes industry veterans and top-notch analysts who will dive deep into the analytics and models across crude, gas, and NGL markets. Here's how the School of Energy will work. You'll download spreadsheet models and conference presentations the day of the conference. We will start promptly at 8 a.m. at the Houstonian Hotel in Houston. There will be a one-hour lunch break, and at the end of day one there will be a networking reception. The curriculum will be organized by market sector, but we'll weave together the impact that each sector has on the others. You can save 20% if you register for the early bird rate and, we should note, we're close to running out of space, so sign up soon. For more information about the conference, click here. For group rates, contact Brazel at rbnenergy.com. Monkey Wrench was written by Dave Grohl, Nate Mendel, and Pat Smear. It appears as the second song on Foo Fighters' second studio album, The Color and the Shape. Released as a single in April 1997, the song went to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Dave Grohl on vocals, guitar and drums, Nate Mendel on bass, and Pat Smear on guitar. Although drummer Taylor Hawkins is featured in the video of Monkey Wrench, he became a full-fledged member of the band after the recording of the song took place. Hawkins was previously a member of Alanis Morissette's band before joining Foo Fighters. The Color and the Shape was recorded between November 1996-February 1997 at Bear Creek in Woodinville, Washington, WGNS in Washington, D.C., and Grandmaster in Hollywood. Produced by Gil Norton, the album was released in May 1997. It went to number 10 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three singles were released from the LP. Foo Fighters is an American rock band formed in Seattle in 1994 by former Nirvana drummer Dave Grohl. It started as a one-man band project for Grohl after the dissolution of Nirvana following the death of Kurt Cobain. Foo Fighter is a nickname for UFOs coined by Allied World War II aircraft pilots. The band has released 10 studio albums, 5 live albums, 10 EPs, and 57 singles. They have won 1 American Music Award, 5 Brit Awards, 15 Grammy Awards and 3 MTV Video Music Awards. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2021. 8 members have passed through the band since its inception. We at RBN are saddened by the recent death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins and extend our sympathies to his family, friends and fans. Foo Fighters have canceled all upcoming tour dates and the future of the band is unknown at this time.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.